This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, and you can dial toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. As we continue here, launching into the third hour with you in the studio in Keene, New Hampshire, it's Ian.
Melanie.
Oh, sorry, Melanie, I screwed that one up. Try again.
Melanie.
Excellent. And Daryl.
All right, so we've covered a lot of topics here tonight. We've had so many calls, we never got back around to the Trump border wall. So hopefully we'll get a chance to continue that discussion, because it's definitely a big issue. So important that one guy even said the F word on the air. He was so passionate about it earlier in the show here tonight. Don't do that, because then we have to hang up on you and dump your call so it never gets on the air. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us here. That's 855-450-3733. But we've also got some folks here who've been waiting patiently, so right back to your phone calls and thoughts. It's David in San Francisco. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Daryl, Melanie. You know, and by the way, it's raining here, so California's getting some assets rebuilt.
Okay.
Let's see, the couple of things. You had an earlier caller, probably 40 minutes ago or so, and he was talking about whether or not the he was asking about privatized laws. I think he was asking about a condo association or some sort of a private.
Well, he wasn't asking anything. That caller you're referring to was calling to advocate for the forced redistribution of wealth, and we ended up having a conversation about governments versus apartment complexes,
right,
or
to
condos.
Where he equates government to private apartment buildings.
Right, and if you just look at the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, they're based on the idea that unalienable rights, and if you haven't ever looked at that up, looked that up as in definition, it means you're born with them. It doesn't mean that they can be taken away. It means you're born with them, and they can never be taken away. No law can take away what you're born with. Mm. And so the idea that a condo association or some private entity, like you remember who was that? Trayvon Martin was killed in a private housing complex. What is it? A gated community. And George Zimmer was basically the representative, the law for this gated community. No, the whole issue about you cannot be taken.
Well, he was part of like the neighborhood watch sort of thing.
Was he? Okay.
Yeah, that was the whole point. And that this guy, you know, I don't want to even get sidetracked on that issue, but just remember that the reason why, America is strong is we the people get to choose our leaders. And the whole idea that I've been hearing you talk about.
Can I choose to
not
have a leader?
What?
Can I choose to not have a leader?
How about if I want to lead myself? And do that?
Well, that's just fine, but if you want to use American currency, if you want to use American roads and bridges, if you want to use libraries and schools and internet and all sorts of different things, you know, you have to.
You know, the government doesn't provide internet, right? They
allow it to exist, though, Ian. Ha ha, checkmate.
So, yeah, rights are important, but private property and agreements that people choose to make don't abrogate their rights. They still have rights, but if they choose to decide to enter into an agreement with another person or group of people, then they can kind of, you know, together decide, well, you know, we respect your right, but in this case, you don't have the right. So, for instance...
Well, that's not actually true. Unalienable means unalienable, and
yeah,
you're seen as an invalid contract.
But there's a difference between having the right and being able to exercise it on someone's private property. So, let me give you an example. The classic example of the movie theater, where you don't have a right to go into that person's property and start shouting in the movie theater. That's against the rules there. You have a right to free speech, but only on your private property or on public property, not on somebody else's private property. And the same thing's true in a neighborhood association. If in that neighborhood association, if people have agreed that there will not be trucks parked out in front of someone's house after 6 p.m. at night, you have a right to own a truck. You just don't have the ability to park it in that place because you agreed to that contract. You agree? Now, I wouldn't do it personally. I don't want to live in a neighborhood like that. And there are neighborhoods like that with all kinds of ridiculous, stupid rules. But those people have all agreed to that stuff. So well, they have their rights, but they've decided that they're not, they don't want to have total control over their properties. They wanted to cede control to the group. They wanted to cede control to the neighborhood association.
And that's what you call a toad. You know,
a
the
what?
Whole idea of people, yeah, toadies, you know, people who are sycophants, they think that they're going to be advanced in life by living in a gated community like that. In the long run, they not only lose their rights, but they lose their dignity because they can't even, you know, have a clothesline. They can't have a doghouse. They can't
have
bushes.
For me. I agree with you. It's not a lifestyle for me, but I'm sure those people would disagree with you. They would say, I mean, I can't truly put myself in their shoes, but you know, I'm going to speculate here, and you guys can shoot me down if you think I'm wrong about this. They would say that this raises their property values by not having, you know, washing machines and broken down cars out in their front yard and having these standards for how high bushes must be, that raises their property values.
Congratulations, your property value went up, which means that the amount of theft that the local government is going to demand from you also went up.
Wait a minute, I would never, ever want to live in a place like that, but that doesn't mean nobody else is allowed to. So that just sounds horrible to me, and that other people have power over my property and they can tell me what color to paint my fence,
yeah,
and that I have to deal with people on a regular basis even kind of just sounds really horrible to me.
Oh, but, yeah, neighborhood Nazis, as
yeah,
they're
so,
called.
But that doesn't mean, but a lot of things that I want to do sound horrible probably to these people. So just because I don't
right.
want that service doesn't mean that nobody else is allowed to purchase it.
Well, when you get into the biggest picture of all, it's like pollution. You know, like the idea, I don't know, if we were to use the example of that pipeline up in North Dakota that's going to run down to southern Illinois, it's I've heard between 1,100 and 1,800 miles long. They were able to get that entire permit process, run across, you know, millionaires' backyards and farmlands and all sorts of private property. They got all of the permit process done in 6 months. Through the Kelo decision, through Fast Track, through Cheney energy policy, secret manipulations. They were able to get all of this permit process done in 6 months. Unprecedented. Then
oh, yeah.
they're going to put
and the Kelo decision. The Kelo decision was a major stripping
fraud.
Of people's rights. I mean, it was
yeah.
a terrible decision that basically took an already bad idea, which was eminent domain, and made it even worse, where they can now use eminent domain for private benefit, where private companies can team up with the government, have them steal people's property. In the case of Kelo, we follow that very closely here on Free Talk Live. Even some of the folks who were being victimized by the government had called into the show, and we'd actually had a chance to talk to them. One of the friends of the show, Lauren Canario, went down there and got arrested a couple of times for civil disobedience. She was the one arrested for sitting out on Suzette Kelo's front porch. I believe it was Suzette Kelo, either her or one of the other ones. But anyway, they arrested her because she was sitting there reading a book in a rocking chair as they were trying to tear the place
down.
She
was invited by the homeowner, but the local police did not want her there because they said,
right.
No, we have stolen this land. It is ours now.
And then they arrested her again in... Yeah, then they arrested her again at a city council meeting when she was in the staircase, and she refused to leave the city council meeting that was just packed full of people. And you know, it's worth pointing out here for people that aren't familiar with the case, New London, Connecticut is where this went down, and it's the Fort Trumbull area, which is now apparently the big complex that they built for Pfizer, the drug company. So they stole all these people's property that went back for generations, like families who lived in the same home for multiple generations, had their homes taken, had the homes destroyed, the property, you know, seized and raised, and then they built this big complex on site with the expectation that Pfizer was going to occupy it. And they did for a short time, and then Pfizer left. And now the place is basically, from what I understand, a total graveyard. It's a ghost town.
That's pretty common in eminent domain, at least in private eminent domain. When they steal your house to build a highway or a school, they usually build it. But in a lot of private eminent domain cases, the stuff either ends up never getting built or it gets built and it doesn't work.
Yep, that's what happened here.
And I think that part of the reason for that, if not the exclusive reason for that, is that when you get something, when you can just steal something, you don't have the same price signals telling you not to do it. You're like, oh, I can get this land for free so I can steal it. So you don't do the research that you would do if you were going to drop $500,000 on that. So I think that that's why that happens a lot of times. I also think it's kind of funny, but...
We got time for you. If you want to join us here, plenty of it. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. But there's a whole big difference between what happened with the Kelo situation and a neighborhood association. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Bates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping, and it's been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited, and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the run list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio waves. Bring up anything you want. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You want to save big time on your purchases over at Amazon? Well, that's simple. You just go to saveatpurse.com, and you can lock in savings of 10, 15, 20, 25%. It's up to you how much you want to save. Now, why would you choose 10% when you could choose 20%? Well, it might take a little longer to get the item that you want if you choose the higher numbers, but it's still possible to get 25%. I just got that a few days ago on the cough switch that apparently I didn't need to buy here in the studio because we're trying to swap out equipment and figure out what's going on in here. Anyway, saveatpurse.com makes it easy if you've got cryptocurrency like Bitcoin. Because that's what you need to have in order to make this possible. That's one of the reasons why having Bitcoin is great, because you can actually save money on the things that you were going to buy anyway. And saveatpurse.com helps you do that. That's saveatpurse, saveatpurse.com. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Let's go to the phones here. We got Charles on the line. Charles, where are you calling from tonight? And you're on via Skype.
Oh, I'm calling from Alexandria, Virginia, right next to the pentagram.
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
So, listen, I've been a long-time listener, and I very much want to tell you guys thank you so much for saving me. I was a conservative for a long time, and now I'm a voluntarist.
Wow. How did you end up finding the show?
I was searching for Libertarian on the TuneIn app.
Oh, excellent.
And that's how I found you.
How far down the list were we? I'm just curious.
Oh, this was years ago.
Okay. Hopefully not too far.
So the reason I'm calling, and I'm going to make it quick, it's not been reported in the news, but the nuclear disaster in Fukushima 6 years ago is an ongoing disaster.
Hmm.
There's 300 tons of radioactive water falling into the ocean every day for the last 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on Zero Hedge. And I saw an article written by Tyler Durden, and it says Fukushima radiation has contaminated the entire Pacific Ocean, and it's going to get worse. So I just wanted to make mention of that. Maybe somebody else will call up if they've heard about it.
Now, has there been any kind of actual noticeable increase in like cancer or some kind of something that could in some way be attributed to this? Because I understand that, you know, it doesn't sound like a good thing. Obviously, you don't want to go around drinking irradiated water or whatever with uranium in it or something.
So you know what a tidal pool looks like. It's got starfish in it and crabs and all these other things.
Mm-hmm.
There's a gentleman online. He's a journalist, and he lives in Canada, and he traveled 1,500 miles of the coastline last year. And pretty much all of the life on the coast is gone. Now, I actually don't want to be the guy, you know, who sounds crazy. So actually next week I'm going to buy some radiation detection equipment and just do my own investigation, because I don't want to rely on somebody else telling me what's up.
But you live in Virginia.
Right. But it's also been reported in the rainwater here in Virginia.
Right, and I actually just pulled up a story from USA Today from December that says that there was more radiation released into the air than what went into the sea.
At Fukushima.
And back in December, there were some radioactive levels found on the American West Coast, but they said that it's not at a level that should cause concern or harm to humans or fish on the American West Coast.
Here's what I want to know, Charles, is if you get this equipment, I don't know what it costs. I'm sure you can spend a lot of money on it or get something cheap. But either way, let's say you discern that there's radiation where you live. I mean, what are you going to do about it?
How do you determine that it was caused by this?
You wouldn't, because there's radiation just naturally, right? Like there's a certain safe level of it.
There's natural radiation that we've lived with since we've became a species.
Yeah.
But this man-made radiation, which is from nuclear reactions, is unnatural. So, like I said, I'm going to do my own investigation,
mm-hmm.
And I'll report back. But yes, I do have a plan. If I do find large amounts of radiation or anything that's abnormal, I'm going to take it to the universities first, see what they say, see if I can get somebody who's actually got a physics degree, you know, that can help me out. And if not, I'll move on to something else. But it seems very important because I've also seen many, many reports in mainstream news, not so much in alternative media, about whales dying millions of pounds. Matter of fact, in New York on the island, the rich part of New York on the island?
Staten Island? Long Island?
No, the Hamptons.
Oh, okay.
Where there was 14 million pounds of fish that died along the coast.
Well, sometimes there's these mass deaths of animals that, you know, don't necessarily have anything to do with radiation. It could just be a disease or something like that.
Right. And further from the USA Today article, apparently at its peak, the cesium-134 level was 10 million times higher at the site of Fukushima than what are being seen on the American West Coast.
Okay, so what happened at Fukushima was three nuclear reactors totally melted down. And it turns into a mass called corium, which has been released from the containment vessel because it's so hot, nothing can stop it from burning. So now it's in the Earth's core, in the Earth's crust.
Mm.
And there is a natural river underneath of that plant that is being irradiated and flowing into the sea.
Yikes. Okay.
So the 300 tons that we've already talked about, that's what they're spraying onto it. The river underneath of Fukushima is 4,000 tons of water per day for the last 6 years.
Yeah, it all sounds very scary.
And these are really, really bad problems that cause horrible outcomes, but I'm not really understanding how this is causing effects in New York and Virginia. I mean, because these things have half-lives. You don't really have
right. Stable
nuclear material. So,
okay, so do you know what a half-life is?
Yeah, it's the half of the amount of time that it takes it to break down into a stable material.
No. Okay, so what a half-life is, if you have a half-life of 8 days, which iodine, some forms of iodine do, in 8 days, its radioactivity decreases by 50%.
Right, and then 8 days later, and then 8 days
days
later.
Right. Some of these have, for instance, tritium. That stuff's not going away. Cesium. That stuff's not going away.
Wait, it's not going away. You're telling me that there are stable nuclear materials?
They're unnatural. Listen, I'm no scientist, but I have been doing my research, and I am going to put my money where my mouth is. I'm planning on spending about $1,500 next week for a mid-level kind of professional Geiger counter. It's called the Inspector. And I'm going to either find out I'm not crazy or find out I was crazy.
Well, yeah, you'll definitely have to
be crazy to be wrong about a really detailed specific thing.
There is something I would say you should look into, Melanie, and that is thorium. We've talked about it here on Free Talk Live. They have thorium-based reactors that are much, much safer and much more stable than uranium reactors. So thanks for the call tonight, Charles, and feel free to let us know.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to green75.com. That's green75.com. greens75.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live, and you can join us right here, toll free. At 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username, it's lrn.fm. Also, if you haven't yet done so, you ought to go check out the 101 Reasons That Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great one-hour-long documentary film. You go to 101reasonsfilm.com. You can watch it, and it will lay out some of the really killer reasons why New Hampshire is already the best place for freedom, and it's only going to get better as more libertarians, voluntarists, anarchists move here and get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. We've got a couple thousand so far, but there's thousands more who should come. You should come. If you care about freedom and you actually want to have a chance at success, you've got to gather together with people who have a like mindset. And the 101 Reasons movie really does a great job of laying it out there and making the case why New Hampshire should be your destination if you really love freedom and you're willing to do something about it in your lifetime. So go check it out. It's free to watch anytime you want at 101reasonsfilm.com. It's Ian, Melanie, and Daryl in the studio as we go to your calls and thoughts. Ralph is in New Jersey.
Yeah.
You're on Free Talk Live.
You know, this animal, El Negro, as far as what happened in Chicago, he set the tone for that. number one.
You're talking about the beating that happened on Facebook Live, where apparently some young people. Can I recap briefly here, Ralph? I mean, look, you got to understand, not everybody knows what you're talking about. So I'm trying to bring this conversation to where someone who's just flipping on the radio for the first time, you know, in 2 weeks will know what you're talking about. So you're talking about an incident that happened on Facebook in Chicago. It was a Facebook live stream. I have not watched this stream. Have either of the two of you in the studio seen it?
No, I didn't. I only watch it on the Google the news.
What apparently happened was a torturing of a man who was somewhat, I guess, mentally short or imbalanced or retarded or something like that. And it was apparently a racially motivated thing that was also anti-Trump.
I hate crime.
Hate crime. I don't believe in hate crimes. I don't believe in hate crimes.
He set a bad example for the Negro in this country by, you know, not
who
only
set a bad example? Crime. Barack Obama?
That Negro, right.
Look, you got to remember, not everybody who's listening to the show has ever heard you before, even though you're a fairly common caller to Free Talk Live. There's new people tuning in every night, Ralph.
Tell me,
so that's your little name. El Negro is your name that you've given Barack Obama. I mean, you've got to be pretty excited, though, because he's leaving office. And now what are you going to do? I mean, how are you going to call talk radio without Barack Obama in office?
Well, everything bad that Trump does is somehow going to be Obama's fault.
So you'll blame Obama still when things are bad after Trump takes office? Is that the plan, Ralph?
Take any responsibility whatsoever. I don't see any accomplishment. He does not succeed in anything that he, set out to do, number one.
He's let out some nonviolent criminals from jail, which Duterte ought to do.
Okay. The entire 8 years have been, acting. This man is a figurehead, acting president. After he's gone, he is the shadow of a man. But that being said, the bad example that he set for the blacks in this country is the race baiting, playing the race card, which is tantamount to bigotry of the primitive kind. All right? That's the content of the man's character. You can call me racist all you want.
Anybody who is, and thank you for the call tonight, Ralph. Anybody who is the president is generally a bad person.
Yes.
Whether it's Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Donald Trump, I don't care who it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like this is a new thing that world leaders are bad people. Like, we weren't expecting any world leader to be a good person or take responsibility for anything. This is kind of unsurprising.
Right, that's what I'm saying. There are a lot of partisans that they think that anything that happens when their guy is in is good, and anything that happens when it's not their guy is automatically bad, even though it could be the same exact policy.
And that's what I wanted to point out, was that what you're saying, Melanie, is that, you know, what Ralph is saying about Barack Obama is also true about George W. Bush and every, you know, Clinton and all the other people that came before.
Yes.
And I think you'll find out is also true about Donald Trump, even though Trump admittedly is going to be more of an entertaining president as he takes us down the road towards more tyranny, which is what likely is going to happen in the next 4 years.
Since Trump loves using Twitter, I wonder if we could wind up passing some kind of thing that all new legislation has to be 140 characters or less.
This is actually an idea I've thrown around a lot for a long time, way before I was even a minarchist. And what I decided they'd do was just make up words that are like hieroglyphics or like one letter, and if you put it here, it means this, and just add to the meaning of smaller words. So I don't think it'll work.
Well, you can have really short laws that repeal other laws, so that would be a good one.
Yep.
Hey, let's go and continue with your calls and thoughts. Sarah is on the line in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. I just want to mention that that the insulin companies, they have mutated an algae gene in order to make the insulin very inexpensive.
Yes, so you called out about this before, and
I don't remember
your
that
claim
call.
Is that they're doing it so that they can claim that everybody in the world is diabetic so that they can sell them more insulin.
Well, you know that how the sugar industry, they won't budge because they're fighting back because they want to tax the sugary products, and they're coming after them, and now they're they have an excuse why they could push the sugar on the little kids.
I'm a little confused. I wish you would have let her explain it, Daryl, because now I'm really lost on what she's trying to say here.
She's claiming that the companies that make sugar are advocating for taxes on sugary products so that more people wind up getting diabetes so that they can use the plant-derived insulin.
Wait, why would the companies that make sugar want more taxes on their products, and how would that increase consumption if taxes were placed on those products? Is that what you're saying, Sarah? I don't want Daryl putting words in your mouth, so can you clarify what you're saying?
Okay, what I'm saying is that there is a purpose why they want us with sugar diabetes. You know how
Hold on. Why who wants you sugar diabetes? That's not a sentence. So what are you trying to say? Who wants you? What?
I think that the better argument...
This is why I wanted her to try to explain.
I think that the better argument for the government wanting people to have diabetes would be that they subsidize sugar, not that they don't tax it.
But they actually tax sugar quite a bit. It's...
Right, and there's a lot of cities that are trying to add sugared beverage taxes.
That's right.
Like 1 or 2 cents per ounce.
What was the state that recently did that?
There have been a bunch of cities. I don't think there's been a statewide.
Okay, you guys are talking all the stuff.
Go ahead, Sarah.
I can't explain it because you're talking over me, okay?
All right, what's the theory?
This is very important because the sugar diabetes is rampant in America. That's why I'm bringing this up, is that the insulin originally was extracted from animals, at real animal pancreas. But they have... mutated an algae gene. Now, it's very, very inexpensive. They could make it by the fat. But see, the...
That sounds awesome for people that have diabetes. Are you against that?
No, but what I mean is the insulin companies, if you're a pharmaceutical, if you're an insulin producer, you want to sell more insulin. So therefore, you want people to come down with diabetes.
So, right. Okay, so, I see what you're saying. So it's kind of a conspiracy theory that the medical manufacturers, the people who are manufacturing insulin, actually want people to get diabetes. I mean, it's definitely a jaded, cynical view of, your fellow man. I mean, it's not implausible. I mean, certainly the police want there to be more crime. Some of them do, but some of them really want to stop crime.
But the benefit of this algae-derived insulin is you would take a pill, not inject yourself with a shot.
But regardless, she's saying they would sell more if more people were addicted.
They are going to be selling a different type of insulin, and there are no more needles. Because
I think that's a wonderful thing. I mean, it sounds like a wonderful advancement. Hold on, Sarah. It's Free Talk Live. We're coming up.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-4839. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-4839. 1-800-939-4839.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA, and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Many moments, we have enough time for you. If you dial right now at 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. In studio with you tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
By the way, you can go to freetalklive.com, get interactive in a variety of different ways, and one of those ways that's the most important for us is by amping the show at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. It makes a big difference for us, so please take a moment and drop by the AMP program. Learn more about it and how you can help us spread the word of freedom. You just heard from a guy who called earlier tonight saying that he used to be a conservative until he found Free Talk Live online, and we want more people to find the ideas of liberty, and we're in the best position for it as far as we are on over 160 radio stations. We just added a few new ones today that we haven't yet publicly announced, but we'll be doing that very soon. We can technically do it. I just haven't added them to the website yet, so until I do that, I don't want to mention them.
And they're both weekend affiliates?
That's correct. Yep, that's right. So, you know, people on the radio are coming across Free Talk Live.
Yeah, my boyfriend used to be a conservative until he Googled libertarian talk shows because he thought that Glenn Beck was a libertarian.
Ah.
And y'all mostly converted him.
Mm-hmm.
Bob, I always mess up this name.
You don't know how to pronounce his
name? Bob Murphy.
I thought you were trying to pronounce your boyfriend's last name because his name's Bob, too. I'm like, you don't even know how to pronounce your boyfriend's last name?
Took him the rest of the way, but...
Okay. We've had Bob on the show.
I think y'all did most of the work.
All right, good. We'll take the credit for... So basically, you're with your boyfriend because of Free Talk Live, is essentially what you're saying?
Yeah, basically.
A match made on Free Talk Live.
And Bob Murphy is the greatest karaoke singer turned economist in the world.
Okay. All right. That's a good qualifier. He's pretty good.
Murphy or Murray? It might be Murphy.
Murphy.
Okay. Yeah. Something like that.
Who's so, Bob Murray? Is that Bill Murray's lesser-known brother?
This guy is a communist. He did a video about how defense would work in a free state, but is also a pacifist.
Have you seen the fake news story about Bill Murray showing up in a local bar and, like, getting into a fist fight with somebody?
No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a few of those out there.
I've seen the thing of Bill Murray came over to my table at Wendy's and ate one of my French fries and said, nobody's ever going to believe that Bill Murray ate one of your French fries.
Yeah.
Is now, whether
that true?
It's true or not, right. Who knows? Like, it sounds like
story.
Something that Bill Murray
right.
might do.
Yeah, it sounds
plausible. It sounds like something that
but
somebody who
no
vaguely
clue.
Looks like a famous person might decide they can get away with doing.
Yeah.
Now and then.
You look like Bill Murray, so you can go around eating people's food.
Yeah, you just never have to buy your own fries. Just go in at a busy time, just eat one of everybody's fries.
Now, I have seen things to where, like, he will randomly show up at bars and just start bartending.
Yeah, I've seen those stories, too. So, toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. We saw Sarah here who was trying to explain to us why she believes that the insulin companies are part of a grand plot to infect more people with diabetes. And, it doesn't hold water, Sarah, because ultimately you're saying that they've come up with this new technology that they'll be able to grow algae and extract insulin from the algae somehow, and that, Daryl, you said that that means that they're going to be able to deliver it in pill form instead of an injectable form.
Right, and it's actually even better than what I thought, and I've got a story here from MIT. So the scientists began exploring chemical derivatives of alginate, which is made from brown algae. Alginate gels can be made to encapsulate cells without harming them and allow molecules such as sugar and protein to move through, making it possible for cells inside to sense and respond to biological signals. So basically, you know, they replace some of the cells with these alginate encapsulated cells, and it repairs the pancreas and allows the pancreas to work properly instead of holding on to the sugar.
So it kind of like helps fix the problem?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, Sarah. What are you trying to say there?
Okay, you talk about the, you know, how you have to have a selfish motive for like capitalism works, because if there's nothing in it for you, then you're not going to be motivated to be productive. Well, what they're doing is the productivity is to make everybody sick so they can make a lot of money. That's the end result of capitalism. So they want people to come down with sugar diabetes, and they want everybody to be drinking soda pop and upside.
If they're first of all,
pop.
If they're not, first of all, if the process to manufacture this is cheaper, and it sounds like it is, because you mentioned that they don't have to extract it from animal pancreas, they can just grow this algae. The process of manufacturing is cheaper. The cost of the product is going to go down. They would have to, you know, quintuple or, you know, tentuple or whatever, dictuple, you know, you would have to have a bunch more. If they, I don't know what the cost difference would be, but if it's 1/10 of the price of what it was before, then they'd have to have 10 times as many people coming down with diabetes.
But it's not a completely insane argument to say that drug companies want people to be sick.
No, it's
now,
plausible.
There are some market forces that kind of, to the extent that we even have a market in the drug field, but to make them want to be productive because that's the service that people demand. But this is not like an insane argument.
No, I agree with you. It's not implausible to believe that there could be some, you know, cackling board boardroom that's full of smoke where they're now we're going to infect 10 times the population with diabetes.
You don't think that drug companies hire lobbyists? I mean, this is kind of, I think you're kind of being silly just because you don't like to agree with Sarah.
No, I don't. I don't want to believe that that is the reason why that people formed drug companies would be to try to infect people with diseases. I just, you know, in the same way that
not. Mark said that they were paying the lobbyists, the sugar companies, to say.
Who's Mark?
No,
Mark Edge.
Mark Edge.
Oh, okay. He's not on the show tonight.
Well, I mean, the one that kicked off the show, well, when he was on the show, I talked about this.
He wasn't.
He went down to Florida on his own volition. Okay, so what did Mark say? I'm sorry, go ahead.
What Mark said was that there was lobbyists. The sugar companies were paying off the lobbyists, the congresspeople, to say that sugar do not make you fat. Fat makes you fat. And cholesterol is necessary for the body. Our brain is 90% cholesterol, but they were paying the lobbyists. He has mentioned that because it's to take the blame away from the sugar. So there's people that want to do more consumption. So, you know, they were actually lying, paying the lobbyists to say that cholesterol and fat is bad when this cholesterol and fat is actually good and necessary for the
body. That's the thing. I don't know what's good or bad. As far as I can tell, everybody's different. and people react differently to different, you know, chemicals and chemical structures and whatever.
Okay, but we're not, like, so different that we react wildly differently to every
substance.
Yeah, but
then over time, there's all these different studies that come out, like, eggs are good for you, eggs are bad for you, eggs are good for you, fat is good for you, fat is bad for you,
okay,
fat
well,
is good
were
for
those
you.
Studies or were
and
those
why do some diets work for some people, they don't work for other people? Because people are different.
You know what? Because they're just lying. They're completely lying. Margarine is lethal. They've been telling you that it's better for you. It has known to be lethal. And they have banned hydrogenated oils from other countries. It's completely banned. You know?
Just because somebody bans something doesn't necessarily mean it's all bad. Now, look,
right.
I prefer butter.
Has been made illegal in a bunch of countries. That doesn't mean that it's necessarily horrible.
Don't get me wrong. I prefer butter, and the reason that margarine came around is a terrible reason. It was, what, World War II, I believe it was?
Yeah, margarine was created by the government because of a butter embargo.
It's man-made. You take a vegetable oil, and you pour hydrogen molecule, and that's why they call it hydrogenated oil. It's lethal.
I'm not saying I support margarine. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. And yeah, I'm not saying everybody in industry is a good person, but I think that, like a lot of people, look at the police, for instance. Some of them really did get into policing because they wanted to go after bad guys who are hurting peaceful people. Now, unfortunately, as part of their job, they have to go after not bad guys who aren't hurting peaceful people. But I think that their intentions were good, some of them, when they got into that business. And I don't think a lot of doctors got into the doctoring business in the hopes that people were going to come down with cancer.
That's not doctors, though. That's people who run drug companies. Those are
but the groups. same mentality you could apply to that. Well, a doctor's business is better when people get sick, so obviously doctors should want to get people sick, too. I mean, that's
the same kind
of paranoid mentality.
Doctors have, you know, a few patients, tens of patients, maybe hundreds of patients. Drug companies, they can mass produce a drug and have an incentive. A doctor doesn't have any personal incentive if a disease increases 20% over the nation, whereas a drug company does if they sell that drug.
Right, but a doctor has a personal interest of making sure that you need to come back in 4 weeks for a checkup, Ian.
Yeah, sure. There's no doubt about that. I get this. I get the cynicism. I do. And I think that, you know, one of the ways that this could be solved would be more open market competition. Because if it is indeed true that there are these evil companies out there doing these things, then if they were actually subject to anybody who wanted to be able to get into the gaming, you know, let's say somebody cooks up a cure for diabetes
in their
kitchen.
Well, that's true. And that's why they're kind of enabled to be able to do things like lobby for sugar if they're doing that.
So, anyway, out of time for tonight. You can join us tomorrow night online. In the meantime, we'll be at freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, the journey of a conspiracy analyst, author C.L. Hendman, ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. Bookstoreontheseine.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.